Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. Playlist.
There's a voice. Keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Between you and me, I think that Kevin sounds like a bit of a prick. Anyway.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl.
what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't.
Well, that was Brian Hyland's original version of Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. And ahead of that was, of course, The Undertones, My Perfect Cousin. That was suggested by Rollo Treadway. And Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini was suggested by a whole bunch of people who were asking for the Timmy Mallet version. And I'm afraid I just couldn't do that. However, Steve Nixon came along and said, you know, play the Brian Hyland version. And, you know, he was right. So there you go. There's the Brian Hyland original from 1960. So there you go. We've got that out of the way now. I was going to open the show with that tonight, but I didn't want to drive everybody away in the first 2 minutes. This is The Playlist. Thank you very much to Brother Soul for the last couple of hours, picking and mixing his way through life. Always lovely to hear. Yeah, he's going to be doing it, I believe, 8 till 10. Sorry, not 8 till 10, that's me. 6 till 8 every Monday evening now as a warm-up. Or I'm a cool-down. Yeah, actually, that's more like it. I'm a cool-down. Yeah, thank you very much to Brother Soul for the last couple of hours. Always banging, always nice. Well, welcome along. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. I'm on Lover Brother Radio, and I will be for the next couple of hours. Massive thanks to Rachel Evans for the suggestion of this particular bed. That is, of course, the theme to Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben, known for his costumes. This one was suggested by basically everybody. In fact, the next two tracks were suggested by basically everybody. But I'm giving this one to Mince Pies because she was the first one to... Mince Spies was the first one to get in on this one. So this is the Sultans of Ping with Where's Me Jumper?
Put it to the test, so took a trip down to meet the anarchist party. I met a groovy guy, he was arty farty. Said, I know a little Latin and a cuss and a kai. Said, I don't know what it means. He said, neither do I. Eat natural food, bathe twice daily. Fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory. Oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Pure new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go.
dancing in the disco. Oh no, and my mother would be so, so angry. And my brother would be so, so angry. And my girlfriend would be so, so angry. And my dog would be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Honestly, don't know of anything more joyful than Joy Division Oven Gloves by Half Man Half Biscuit. That I haven't actually attributed that suggestion to anyone, because it was just one of those ones that everybody was like, oh yeah, and obviously you'll be playing that. So do you know what, that came out in 2005, and considering what a massive champion of Half Man Half Biscuit John Peel was, I feel genuinely sad that he died a year before that came along. That's an absolute masterpiece. However, I will question, do we class oven gloves as an item of clothing? Yes, I know we wear them, and gloves are an item of clothing, but are oven gloves an item of clothing, or is it an item of PPE, of protective equipment? Doesn't really matter because I've already played the song and it's a cracker, but does beg the question, where does clothing begin and end? Email me and let me know. This is The Playlist. I am Darren and I'm blathering on for another couple of hours of a Monday evening. Well, Monday evening for me. I know that we've got an Aussie in the chat. G'day, Michael. Thank you for joining us for a very early breakfast. I don't know, what time is it over there? Oh, this interesting international chat here on the playlist. This week's theme is clothing. I forgot to tell you that in the previous link because I'm really good at this. So this week's theme is clothing. And boy, have you guys all come out and really swung for the bleachers. I don't know, that's a sporting term. I don't do sports. What I do, however, is quality music. And this one is Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, you drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off my blue suede shoes.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Playlist.
Gonna have some fun, gonna
wonderful, absolutely incredible. I've never heard of her before in my life until Davybot suggested that. That was Sugar Pie DeSanto with Soulful Dress, and that is a genuinely wonderful piece of music. I will absolutely 100% be listening to more of her stuff. That was incredible. I really love that. That was from 1964, so thank you very much, Davybot, for that incredible suggestion. And ahead of that was Carl Perkins' original of Blue Suede Shoes, original version from 1956, suggested by Revian, who sort of said Carl Perkins or Elvis, whichever you want. And of course I went with the Carl Perkins one, because, you know, justice for Carl Perkins, quite frankly. He was supposed to be playing at this this showcase thing. But he got, so far as I understand the story, or so far as I remember the story, he got into a car accident on the way and couldn't play. So a young man by the name of Elvis Presley played instead. And as a result, Carl Perkins is kind of, you know, well respected in the air, in the field, but very much an also ran. And he should have been the bigger name, quite frankly. Justice for Perkins. I don't think he cares, he still made his money. But anyway, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, you are listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online, or stream.labr.online if you want to join us in the chat room. The theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, because what is The Playlist without its theme? It's just me yapping and playing crap that I want to play at people rather than, you know, entertain people. Anyway, shut up, Darren. The theme is clothing, and so all the songs have been clothing related, and it's pretty straightforward, and that, you know, the drill by now. I've been doing this for 32 weeks. This is week 32, and Brother Soul still hasn't thrust me off air. By the way, it is good morning to Michael. It is currently 23 minutes past 7 for him, so this is the, well, it's a pretty lunatic breakfast show, I'll give him that. This kind of suggested by Andy, also known as Aunt Nacrae. I'll talk more about it afterwards. This is Ella Fitzgerald and her version of Top Hat, White Tie and Tails.
I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. Then you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, bussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail. I just got an invitation through the mail. Your presence requested this evening, it's formal, a top hat, a white tie and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat and white tie and tails. I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. Trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
She came for one night with Kitchener. She seems of a decent character. But when I woke up in the morning, my wife Pretty Nighty was missing.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Cynthia, you know it's dishonesty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny. She was cold and feeling sick. I thought I should be sympathetic. I took the responsibility to lend her my wife, Pretty Nighty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Darling, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny. A few glasses of whiskey and went to bed feeling merrily. But when I got up from the romance, looking for the girl, no appearance.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny. She came over to study. Her father is a major in the army. I naturally had no suspicion when I heard the lady's position.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty. My wife is now in the continent. Expect to be back any moment. And what will be my explanation in facing this rough situation?
Come back with me, White Nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, White Nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
Lord Kitchener, my wife's nighty. Oh, you libidinous fool, Lord Kitchener. Wonderful stuff. Rollo Treadway, I was cursing his good name today. Rollo has three tracks in the show tonight, by far and away more than anybody else, because the three tracks he suggested, I just could not leave out. I just couldn't leave any of them out. There's one more to come in the second hour. In fact, no, at the end of this hour. So curse you, Rollo, for your good suggestions. Everybody else who suggested a song has got one in. Everybody who suggested has got one in. I've got nothing in this show tonight, which is fine because there's some bangers nonetheless. But yeah, Rollo, curse you, my man, curse you, but thank you so much. That was wonderful. It properly made me laugh when I first listened to that. Ahead of that was Ella Fitzgerald with Top Hat, White Tie and Tails, which Andy originally suggested the Dean Martin version of that. But when I found the Ella Fitzgerald, I was like, sorry, Andy. I'm taking a little bit of editorial on this one because that's just wonderful. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is clothing, and you're listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online. This one was suggested by Heapy and is a monster.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil man, but him can't chuck sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
My appeal. Walk through cops and doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. And out of speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a sneak. My Adidas touched the sand of a foreign land. With Mike in hand, I told to command. My Adidas in the close as can be. We make a mean team, my Adidas and me. We get around together, we ground forever. And we won't be mad when it's born in bad weather. My Adidas. My Adidas. Yo, what's up? My Adidas. Standing on 2-5th Street, funky fresh and yes, cold on my feet. With no shoestring in them, I did not win them. I bought them off the app with the black lead. I like to bought them, that's why I brought them. A sucker tried to steal them, so I caught them. And I bought them, and I walked down the street and bopped to the beat. With bleed on my leg and Adidas on my feet. And yo, now I'm just standing here shooting the gift. Me and D and my Adidas standing on 2-5th. My Adidas. Suckers who perpetrate and lay down law from state to state. We drive along gravel, dirt road or street. I wear my Adidas when I rock the beat. On stage, front page, every show I go, it's Adidas on my feet, high top or low. When it's time to get ill. Got a pair that I wear when I'm playing ball. With the heel inside, make me 10 feet tall.
My Adidas only bring good news, and they are not used as selling shoes. They're black and white, white with black stripes. The ones I like to wear when I rock the mic. On the set of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on TV. My Adidas are seen on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good, if you know what I mean. We started in the
alley,
now we chillin'
Cali.
And I won't trip my Adidas for no beat. I'm back.
suggested by the mighty brother Soul. That was Run DMC with My Adidas. The guy's name, the guy who founded the company, was called Adidasler. My Adidas, not my Adidas. Good lord. Anyway, yeah, suggested by Brother Soul. Thank you very much, Brother Soul. Ahead of that was Max Romeo and the Upsetters with Chase the Devil, where, as it turns out, he's not singing about literally putting on chainmail and flying into space to fight the devil. And I'm a little disappointed about that. That was suggested by Heapy, so thank you very much, Heapy, for that. The quality tunes continue. This is the playlist. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, and this next one was... somehow I've managed to cue up the wrong track. This next one was suggested by Mint Spies and is the wonderful, ever-glorious Professor Elemental.
Jeffrey, what's that you have in your hand, boy? Pass it over. A telegram. Oh dear. Seems someone has been biting me. Fetch me my trousers at once. No, not those. Those are my time travel trousers. Those are my tea trousers. That's it. Those ones. My fighting trousers. Regarding your recent foray into the rap business and the scene you portray, see, I don't normally approve of war games, but he's biting is what they all say. And by Harry, they might be right. This is hip-hop, not an Elvis night. Shelve this professor impersonation. Let it end now in its impertinent waiting. You seem a reasonable chap. What you need to do is rap and not parody chap-hop, cause that's not proper, just not cricket. Put away your ukulele or I'll tell you where to stick it. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lose. Put on my fighting trousers. I've got super producers and fans that play me. You have a granddad's moustache and a ukulele. Don't look around, sir, I'm speaking to you. Roll up your shirt sleeves, Queensbury rules. Never test professors with the cleverest wit. Let's settle this like gentlemen armed with heavy sticks on a rotating plate with spikes like Flash Gordon. And you're Peter Duncan. I gave you fair warning. When this George Formby clone is performing, audiences go home before he begins talking. A new career might be more rewarding. I'm a bright Brighton peer, your rap's Piers Morgan. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou, put on my fighting trousers. I've not seen you at ciphers or workshops with kids or gigs, dear sir. You're not worthy of this. Sold out to Coca-Cola, used for a trend, and that means you're banned from using a pen. Hope it's safe to assume you won't do it again. Set foot on my stage and get ruined again. Be out, Mr. B. I set the egg timer. There's not room in town for two gentlemen rhymers. Leave town by the end of this instrumental. Yours, etc., etc., sincerely, and so forth, Professor Elemental. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou, put on my fighting trousers. Sorry, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, but it gets my goat. Gets my dander right up. It's bloody told him. No jazz solo. This is supposed to be a diss song. Jeffrey, get off the drums.
Nobody expects...
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love. Where you shouldn't have been messing. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. gotta be truthin'. You keep losing when you oughta not bet. You keep seeming when you oughta be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking. Are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Down. We come back every time, 'cause we never go out of style. We
Say what you like about Taylor Swift, but by God, that is a good pop song. Really, really good. That was style. And I too have that tight little skirt. I'm just joking, of course. I prefer my skirts to flow. That was suggested by Gary Whitewolf. Thank you very much, Gary. And I mean that with all my heart. I love that song so much. Ahead of that was the Ski Whiff version of These Boots Are Made for Walking, Nancy Sinatra. The Re-Whiff, as they call it. Troggy suggested the Nancy Sinatra version, but I'm kind of obsessed with Ski Whiff's remix of it. So I hope that one sufficed. I know it did for me. It sounded really good in these headphones. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, where the theme this week is clothing. And I think we're covering that pretty well, including this next one suggested by Cara. See, I didn't forget. This is The Sugar Babes. Obviously, when you're playing the Sugar Cubes here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio, you follow them up with, well, who else but John Shuttleworth.
God bless the fleece, it brings you inner peace. I can't conceive of a finer outer garment. I'm surprised that the police haven't championed the fleece for constables on the beat or even the sergeant. goodbye fair cagoule. You've been made to look a fool by a code superior in every department. I know you've got a hood, but you're really not as good. And to think my love for you was once so ardent. So God bless the fleece, it doesn't crumple, it doesn't crease. Of styles and colours, there's a huge variety. When sporting a fleece, the plasterer and the priest occupy the same high niche in society. It's a real level, isn't it? I hope and I pray that the fleece is here to stay, like the baseball cap, which also looks so stylish. If I should lose my fleece, I would not be pleased. So don't attempt to steal it, that would be childish. Oh, it's my wish and my grandniece's that one day everyone in the world will be wearing fleeces. I'd be thrilled to pieces if it came true. Will it come true? It's up to you. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Get your fleeces on.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
No, you see, a lot of people don't realise the desperate importance of Wellington boots in Scottish culture. So that, this is designed to teach them a wee bit.
If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies.
That's the chorus. I want you to sing it with gusto. I want you to leap into it in a mood of gay abandon. Gasping on the floor, paroxysms of mirth. Clutching your middle, saying, oh Jesus Christ, he's a gas. Right into that microphone. Because these people in London don't believe it.
Oh wellies, they're wonderful. Oh wellies, they're swell. Because they keep out the water and they keep in the smell. And when you're sitting in a room, you can surely tell when some bugger takes off his wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies. That was wonderful. Honest. Great, isn't it? When you're out walking in the country with a bird and you're strolling over the fields just like a farmer's herd, and somebody shouts, keep off the grass! And you think how absurd. Squelch, you find why farmers all wear wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in a hospital or infirmary. Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies.
See the stroke, see that? Are we serious, Bears?
Fishermen and firemen, there's farmers and all. There's men who digging ditches and working in the snow. This country would grind to a halt and no a thing would grow if it wasn't for the workers in their wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in a hospital or infirmary. Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in a hospital or infirmary. Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies.
Bumbo!
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about, as if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
I'm not afraid.
many thanks to Sod's lawyer for the suggestion of Wire with Mr. Suit. So there you go. That was from Pink Flag from 1977. Ahead of that was Paul Simon, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes from 1986's Graceland, which I'm going to stand here. I'm not a fashionista by any stretch of the imagination. I'm wearing a Marks and Spencer's jumper and a pair of Superman pajamas. But I would suggest that Diamonds on the Soles of Your Shoes will not be very good for any surface you're walking on and would provide basically no traction. Tut. Ahead of that was Billy Connolly, If It Wasn't For Your Wellies, which I'm not going to pronounce in Glaswegian dialect. That was suggested by Piers Corley. And ahead of that was John Shuttleworth's Fleece the World from the live One Foot in the Gravy collection. That was then, I think, latterly re-recorded as God Bless the Fleece or something along those lines, that came out in 2008, some 7 years later. Anyway, welcome along. Thank you for joining us. This is The Playlist, and you are currently listening to the Penguin Cafe Orchestra with Pythagoras's Trousers. Isn't that lovely? That was suggested by Revian as a sort of suggestion track, but it being a nice little instrumental, I figured it might be an interesting bed to talk over. Anyway, yes, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, here for another 55 minutes. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you for joining us. It's wonderful to be here. I will now continue the 9 o'clock shouty time, the 9 o'clock lullabies with, well, Iron Maiden.
Another profit of disaster. Who says this ship is lost? Another profit. charge. Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Isn't that lovely? That was the Frank and Walters, a group that are completely new to me, but that was from 1992, so I guess I just wasn't paying attention when I was 12. That was Fashion Crisis Hits New York and was suggested by Sheepnik. Thank you very much, Sheepnik. Ahead of that was obviously Iron Maiden, Die With Your Boots On, from 1983's Peace of Mind, which I've been informed was Nico McBrain's first Iron Maiden record. And in a fit of some bizarre synchronicity, he just announced that he's retiring from the band. And just a couple of hours ago, Iron Maiden announced his replacement. You know, should you ever actually be able to replace Nico McBrain, of course. So farewell, Nico. You done good. This is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. This week's theme is clothing, if you've just joined us. And if you have just joined us, then tut. I have marked your cards accordingly, and we'll be fining you, obviously. So we've had some great tunes tonight, and we've got some great tunes to come, actually. It's got some really good stuff. I'm not going to spoiler any of it, you know, pre-announce, but needless to say, for the next 45 minutes you should keep it locked. Rip that knob right off, as they used to say back in the 90s. You all know this one.
We can dance
our friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Hands.
Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance.
We can dance if you want to, we've got all your life. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
You are at the height of your game, aren't you? Would you not say that you agree, baby? You got your grip all fine-tuned and sparkling. Yeah, you got your board look all worked out, out. You are all enlightened, nothing makes you frightened. You ain't got no time to waste on entry-level middle class. You are super silly, yes, pretty and ridiculous. You got really good taste, you know how to cut and paste. What you got is a black belt in BS, but you can't hawk your pretty wares up in here anymore. Hit your head on the playground at recess. Let you sketch your way out of this one.
But you can't hawk your pretty wares up in here anymore. Hit your head on the playground at recess. Etch a sketch your way out of this one reject.
From his 2013 masterpiece, Pale Green Ghosts, that was John Grant with Black Belt. That was suggested by Swisslet, so thank you so much for suggesting that. It sounded really, really nice in the good headphones. You have no idea. You should all get yourself some of the good headphones so you can enjoy the music as much as I do. I'm Darren, of course, and this is The Playlist. Ahead of that was The Safety Dance, Men Without Hats. That was suggested by The Plague Doc. I think a couple of other people jumped in and suggested that. Now, I do ask the question, though. They are very clearly men without hats. So does that count as clothing? I think it's an anti-clothing. I don't think that counts at all. Also, as an aside, I did try to suggest to our health and safety manager at work that we should, instead of, you know, PPE and such, we should just do a safety dance. And, well, that's why I'm not a health and safety manager, as it turns out. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and I would like to say thank you to Roy Adams. He's a man from out of off of that there Texas over in the former colonies. And he was listening in. He's not listening now, but he'll be listening back on the Mixcloud later on. He's new to these shores, so thank you very much for joining us, Roy. Unfortunately, I couldn't get in your suggestion because I'm very lazy and it was too late. But make sure to pick up on the suggestion as I drop it at the end of this show, and join in next week. This next one was suggested, it was another one suggested by Revian, and I couldn't not play it because it's great. This is Clannad.
Oh,
'Tis no man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
All around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat
arse.
For a 12-month and a day, and if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
Far harder than it has any right to, actually. That was Steel I Span with All Around My Hat, not the other. That was suggested by Adrian on drums. Thank you very much, Adrian, for that, and for the All Around My Arse earworm that I've had all week since you suggested it. Ahead of that was Clannad with Robin brackets the Hooded Man, because, you know, he was wearing a hood on account of it being Robin Hood. Thanks, Revian. That was a good suggestion. A fine suggestion, in fact. I've got like half a dozen more tracks. Six, seven more tracks that I need to play, and I've got half an hour to play them in. Good Lord. Time flies and you're having fun, doesn't it? So I shall probably carry on and play some more tracks. This next one was the very first song that was suggested. I had a message come through to me on Signal, like within seconds of me saying on air that the, what this week's theme was. DJ Up North, sit back and enjoy this one from Dolly Parton.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read, about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, well, as rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Made just for me.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
was wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Time for Neil Diamond, but I do not have 30 seconds worth of fading out. That's just greedy, Neil. Greedy. Tut. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and I've got another 18 minutes of playing tracks at you. That was Neil Diamond for Forever in Blue Jeans, suggested by Shezza T. Ahead of that was Kate Bush, The Red Shoes, from the album of the same name from 1993, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, also suggested by Rachel Evans, but Sharon got in there first on that one, I think. Or more to the point, I think Sharon only suggested that one, whereas Rachel suggested a brace of tracks, so she has another one. She has one coming up in a minute. And ahead of that was, of course, the mighty, mighty Dolly Parton with A Coat of Many Colours, in which she says something about you would only be poor if you choose to be. And, well, Dolly, as much as I have respect for you, I think you're a bit wrong there. Anyway, this next one was suggested by a new name here at The Playlist. And it's a really interesting piece, actually. It's by a guy called Pete Atkin. And the lyrics were a poem written by Clive James, the late, great Clive James. And it's a really strange sort of introspective little piece. I'll let you sit back and enjoy this one for the next 4.5 minutes. This is Pete Atkin with A Hill of Little Shoes.
I live in the shadow of a hill, a hill of little shoes. I love, but I shiver with a chill I never lose. I live, I love, but where are they? Where are their lives, their loves, all blown away? And every little shoe's a foot that never grew. Another day. If you could find a pair and put them on the floor, make a mark in the air like the marks beside your door. When you were growing, you'd see how tall they were, and the buckles and the laces they could do up on their own, or almost could, with their tongue tips barely showing, tell you how small they were. And then you think of little faces looking fearfully alone, and how they stood in their bare feet being tall for the last time, just to be good. And that was all they were. They were like you in the same year, but you grew up. They were scarcely even here before they suddenly weren't there. And while you got dressed for bed, they did the same, but they were led into another room instead. I live in the shadow of a hill of little shoes. I love, but I shiver with a chill I never lose. And I caught this cold when I was chosen to grow old in the shadow of a hill of little shoes.
Wasn't that a lovely little thing? That was Pete Atkin with A Hill of Little Shoes, which was a poem written by Clive James, which Aid on Drums tells me that Pete Atkin did an album with Clive James called Live Libel. So I might go and check that out, actually, because that was interesting. That was really nice. I'm going to mix it up now because, you know, You've had a few tracks that are fairly chill, fairly laid back. So, well, enjoy.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing pool, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round a ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learnt at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make a difference through. The headmaster's had enough today, all the kids have gone away, gone to fight with next door school. Every term that is the rule, sits alone and bends his cane, same old backsides again, all the small ones tell to tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learnt at school was how to bend. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes through breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Gepriest.
Do it.
stay right here.
Well, that's about all I've got time for now. Until next week, 6 o'clock, the chat room opens up once more with Brother Soul doing the pick and mix with Jar, Australian musician Jar. So thank you very much for joining me this week. The theme for next week is literature. Literature. Make of that what you will. Books and poetry and that. Go wild, let me know what you've got. Use the hashtag playlist suggestion. Use that way I can actually keep track of the responses and not forget people. Sorry about that, Cara. Thank you very much for joining me again this week. Like I said, that's about all I got time for. It's been an absolute cracker. This will be up on Mixcloud and the LABR replay soon enough. And I will be back next week, next Monday, at 8 p.m. UK time for songs about literature. This one, I'm going to leave you with this absolute banger suggested by Sod's Lawyer. This is Underworld and Iggy Pop with Get Your Shirt.
Signed on the dotted line, and I lost my shirt. I signed on the dotted line, he stole my shirt. I fell in love, I fell. She stole my shirt. I fell in love, I fell. I got ripped off. Lost my shirt.
radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.